CRJ230, this is your podcast for week number two of the fall semester 2022. I provided a document titled Policies and Procedures of the Illinois Criminal Justice System and asked that you read the first 20 pages through the trial process. And if you haven't done that, it'd be helpful if you do that now. You can just stop this and come back to it. Assuming you've done that, what we're focused on is evidence related to an allegation of perjury or untruthfulness in a witness's testimony. I'm not looking for any media sensational cases, preferably cases you haven't heard of, but that's what we're going to focus on this week. We're also focusing on your appreciation of the importance of evidence and the recognition that you have to have knowledge of and understand the procedures followed to gather, preserve, and present evidence in court. We have to recognize that many approaches are available to challenge evidence, especially during the pretrial phase, before we ever get to trial. And you're going to be more comfortable with this process if you understand the role of the judge, the attorneys, the witnesses in preparing and introducing evidence. Don't think that because you watch Law and Order or some shows like that, you understand this. So do the reading. It's also crucial that you develop an understanding of the role of the jury in evaluating evidence. The first objective of this week is to review or help you be aware of the criminal trial process and to assist you in defining the roles of the judge, the jury, the witnesses. The second objective of this week is to allow you to explore how the evidence you may help gather or present through testimony fits into this whole trial process. So your research and presentation of the various case examples that you are going to find and present, again in your own words, this is intended to allow you to present a real life scenario in criminal cases where an allegation of perjury or untruthfulness became an issue and either impacted the prosecution or the defense. Now, these circumstances are especially troubling when a member of law enforcement is accused of providing or promoting perjury. Now, hopefully you provide a post that has specific facts about your case and your own words, a description of the focus and what supported the court's statement of law. If you really work at that now, it's going to get easier as we go through the semester. We need to know the facts of your case. It's the facts of the case that are going to be most important to why the issue existed. So focus on presenting those facts as you create this assignment. And then something I'll repeat later in the week when I put my post up, but Illinois courts are open again, and are open to you to go and see hearings and trials. Felony trials are available to be witnessed by the public. So, and anything at the courthouse that doesn't involve a juvenile is likely to be open to you. Take the time, if you get the chance, and go sit on one of these trials when testimony's been taken, especially testimony of a police officer or crime scene investigator or expert. If you let the county clerk, if you're in a smaller county or circuit clerk in the smaller county, or the bailiff know you're a student, or if you go to the Peoria County Courthouse or Tazewell County Courthouse and you let the bailiff know you're a student and you're looking to observe a criminal case, they'll tell you what's up. They'll tell you what's going on. They'll tell you what might be interesting, and sometimes they'll tell you a little gossip. So it's good that you do that, and you can go ahead and tell them that it was at my suggestion. Just say, Tom Higgins, my criminal procedure and evidence professor. And you'll be surprised at how helpful they'll be. You may even, in that time, meet a judge, the lawyers. You might get leads on internships and jobs, all because you happen to go see this live. So if you get the chance, if there's a case of interest or there's a case you see about in the news, it's really an invaluable experience. You know, often it's a great show and it only costs you time and effort. Now, sometimes it's frustrating because there's delays, etc., but something I think you ought to think about. In any event, that's where we're going this week. That's the focus. I appreciate your efforts in week one. I look forward to seeing what you produce in week two. And you know where to find me if you need me.